Today, we are exploring the art of remodeling outdoor entertainment spaces and living areas. From stylish decks and gazebos to outdoor kitchens and covered porches, we'll uncover the latest trends and expert tips for transforming your outdoor spaces into true extensions of your home. Whether you're dreaming of a serene oasis or a lively barbecue, get ready to be inspired by the possibilities of outdoor living. Let's dive in. Hello, homeowners. Thanks for tuning in to the Don't Live With It, Love It podcast. Recording from CRD Design Build right here in Seattle, Washington, and coming to you with over 40 years of experience in the remodeling industry. We discuss all things from design tips to helping you achieve your remodeling goals with a variety of experts in the field. Remember, when it comes to your home, don't live with it. Love it. Welcome back. Today we are joined by Mike. Mike, can you give the listeners a quick refresh on who you are?
Yeah. Here at CRD, I am the home services coordinator and estimator, a kind of many different directions, but I'm in project development.
I feel like today is the perfect day to be recording this episode because it's kind of gloomy outside, but like the sun is like peeking through a little bit, which is like the classic Seattle day.
Classic. Is it winter? Is it summer? Who knows?
There's quite a few rain cloud
out there.
Images on my weather app.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get there eventually. Hope. I heard that 4th of July is coming this year. And so I think the sun too will come.
It's been sunny on the 4th of July.
I know. That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah.
But I feel like, or everyone who doesn't live in Seattle is always saying how terrible the weather is here. Mm-hmm. They're like, how would you even spend time outside? Can you even enjoy your backyard? What's the point? And we're here to tell you that there is a lot you can do to enjoy your outdoor space, not only in like those few months of sun, but all year round.
Definitely. And so if you've been listening to our podcast for a while, you know CRD does lots of remodel projects. So sometimes we're adding on square footage to houses. Common projects would be to use some of that backyard space for like a larger kitchen, larger dining room, maybe a new deck, planning for a patio, all those sorts of good things. But sometimes relative to maybe just a client's needs, or maybe their lot has some challenges or just particular things, we'll end up maybe doing perhaps like a smaller addition in favor of planning for some really great outdoor living spaces.
I think personally, like, when planning your outdoor living space, you need a canvas first. What is your canvas? And really, a deck or a patio, what space are you going to be working with? Some people love to grill. I do. Have outdoor parties. But if you want some privacy from the neighbors, you could do some fencing and whatnot. But you've got to start with your canvas. What is your intent? What do you want to do out
there? Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like, especially in Seattle, maybe a lot of the homes are older, or you buy a home and you have a deck that's like falling apart, and it's kind of like, what's the point of even fixing it up? And I feel like there's a lot of ways now to do an indoor outdoor living space, making a living space where you can open up the doors to outdoors on a nice day, and just ways to incorporate that more.
Yeah. And so I actually had a call with a homeowner this week, and their focus was that they have a kitchen that's too small for them and a dining room, you know, separate from the kitchen, that's also too small, but they have their kind of like the cornerstone of their family time is in the kitchen. They like to cook together. They have a little teeny tiny kind of like eat-in kitchen area, and there's homework happening and arts and crafts. And so they just need that, you know, space to be larger and work better for the family because they've really prioritized that like in their schedule. So we talked about an addition for a larger kitchen, but eventually, as we kind of talked about their lifestyle and how much they use their backyard, it was just sort of feeling like, well, maybe we can open the kitchen to the dining room and make those improvements. But then what about like a big covered deck with like outdoor kitchen set up? And that way it's a little bit more three season, maybe four season, you know, we can add like screens or heaters. And that seems to be almost a better fit for their family.
One design trend that I'm loving, I've seen a friend of mine has this, is the indoor outdoor fireplace. So you can have a gas fireplace, add an exterior wall.
Love this.
Okay, love it.
You can have a gas fireplace at an exterior wall. So you can have the fireplace for four seasons inside the house.
Yeah.
But then outside, that same gas fireplace in a covered area, absolutely. Winter, fall,
Wow, that's awesome. So it's like two-sided, basically.
Yeah, two-sided, yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, and I feel like that's like a benefit too, because then you could like sit out there and enjoy it in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, wouldn't that be what a lovely scene just to sort of sit out there? It's raining, but you've got like the heater on. And and that way you don't, if you do have like a smaller living room or smaller spaces in your 800 square foot house in Ballard, you have this nice extra square footage. You could almost double your living space if you had an outdoor living space too.
Yeah. And especially when you are limited on space, like having like that double-sided fire or just trying to extend into your backyard, obviously leaving enough room if you have animals, kids to play, but it really can make a big difference because in Seattle, we're working with small houses, small lot sizes. I think Leslie has like some facts on that.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a couple of typical lot sizes in Seattle, commonly 5,000 square feet and also like a 3,000 or 3,500 square feet. And so that's pretty common. And the house sizes, you know, I think vary 800 square feet to 1,200 square feet, kind of just depending. So the restriction that we have to look at when we do things like additions and some types of decks, garages, some types of structures, how much grass does the city allow you to cover? So it's called lot coverage. So that can limit, you know, how much more new house you could have. And so if you're in that category of having already maxed out your lot coverage, which is 35% of your lot, you might, again, kind of be left with another option, which is to enhance your backyard space with like a covered, you know, whether it's an arbor, gazebo, a patio, just all different types of ways to just be able to add more function to your house.
Yeah. One of my favorite kind of ways that I've seen done that is with a kitchen and then the kitchen window like goes out to the patio.
Yeah, the pass through.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So then you can like be making food inside and then their patio wasn't really too big, but like it was big enough for them to have like a little seating area. So then they can just pass food through.
Yeah. The pass through window.
Or even the La Cantina style accordion doors.
Yeah. Accordion doors.
All the way up.
Mm-hmm. Love
I've
that.
I've seen the garage door also, the indoor outdoor garage door.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's like a great way to maximize space because some people in Seattle, I mean, they just don't really even have like a backyard, a front yard or a side yard, but they still want to enjoy outdoors. I know in our home services department, we've done even just a really small patio where it's like, I don't even know, like 6 feet by 3 feet or something, you know?
We did a 5x7 deck not that long ago and stairs and rails and everything. And just the accessibility that was there from previously, like a huge difference.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, when you think of an outdoor living space, of course, everyone's dream is to have the outdoor kitchen and all the things, every kind of, you know, grill that's out there, the blacktop, the whole thing. But sometimes all you need is like a little space for you to put a couple chairs.
Yeah, just like a little cafe table so you can have your coffee out there or like have
bistro set,
if you
will.
Little bistro set, yeah. But yeah, because that's definitely a reality for lots of the smaller lots here in Seattle.
Another previous issue I've heard clients talk about is how maybe they don't understand how nowadays, like the materials are so much more durable than they were before. Like if you move into a house and your deck's falling apart, you're like, well, if I replace my wood deck, it's only going to last maybe even like 10, 15 years, especially if they worry about having to stain it each year. But nowadays there's like all sorts of durable materials to kind of replace those.
Yeah, there's some amazing options out there in finishes and whatnot. And it looks just like wood too. And then railing, speaking about railing, we have some fabricators that these gorgeous options and so many details that are seamless. I don't even know how they do it, but it is very, very impressive, the finished products. I think we have a couple of those on our website to look at.
Hopefully it's comforting for the people listening, knowing because in Seattle, with all the rain, durability is huge, especially because not everybody wants a covered patio, especially if they have like, say, like a smoker or something like that, where they don't want to feel limited and like that they can't cook underneath it. So it's nice to know that there's all these durable materials out there that will like survive all the Seattle rain.
Yeah. And well, we do actually get sunshine here, believe it or not. So sometimes, you know, you might want to consider that covered space because your backyard is getting blasted by the sun when it does come out. And then you're kind of in a spot where like you can't even use your outdoor space because it's uncomfortably hot. Maybe it's hard to grow things. And so we've had people also consider doing these outdoor spaces to get shade added to their house. So you can always use things like skylights in those covered areas. So you're not creating like a dark area, still bringing lots of natural light in. But then you're creating a little bit of like a nice shady oasis for you too.
In a covered area, you can have a lot of the same accessories you would have inside, including a fan,
an outdoor fan,
which is fantastic.
Yep.
And lighting.
Right. And heaters, outlets, theater setup.
Absolutely.
Screens, privacy screens that go up and down so your neighbors can't watch you watch Spider-Man or whatever you're going to watch.
I didn't know you were.
I don't know why that's the Spider-Man. First movie mine, but yeah, privacy screens, bug screens, solar screens, all the screens.
Like so many different awnings type. You talk about retractable, much like, is it T-Mobile Park now? You know, retractable roof.
Yeah.
So on these fall days, you want to be out there, you want to barbecue, and there might be some sprinkles happening. You have the awning out, but on these beautiful sunny days,
get it out of the way.
Open it up. Yeah.
So right now, you know, it's beginning of summer. And so you might be thinking like, wow, this is all sounding great. Like how soon could I get this done? But the reality is these projects do take some time. So what would you say is like an average timeline, say for like a deck, or if they're just kind of focusing more on the outside versus like a full remodel, including the inside?
Well, if we were to get into design today, we could be through design in maybe about 4 to 6 weeks for design. Once we're finalized with the design and permitting and all the necessary preparations for production, then we could break ground about 3 weeks, 3-4 weeks after we've finished our construction agreement. And then the actual project would be simple deck, I would say maybe 6 to 8 weeks. So really today, July 1st, you want a deck. You can't have it this summer.
Well, you can have it for the very end.
It's good
to,
or for football, but it's good to start thinking now because it sneaks up quick.
Yeah. And I feel like if you're thinking about it, obviously this remodel will be an investment of some sort. And so it's nice to start spending your summer, like what would be my ideal deck situation? Like spend some time in your backyard, spend some time in your kitchen. Maybe you don't need a full kitchen remodel, but maybe you want a new door out to your patio or something like that. Or if it's connected to your living room, like start thinking about it now. So that way you can come prepared with what you're wanting.
I love it.
So one feature you might want to consider in your outdoor living spaces is, say, plumbing your barbecue or maybe your fire pit to have gas.
Yep.
That way you don't have to lug around those propane tanks, or maybe you're just ready to kind of go to gas and not have charcoal anymore. And then if you're wanting to build kind of a communal fire pit area, then you can find a really lovely gas fireplace set. Get those campfire vibes without having to log wood around and come inside all smoky. Mm-hmm. So that might be one thing to consider in planning those spaces too.
Yeah, and the propane, all propane grills out there can plug directly into natural gas. Mm-hmm. So
if this house might not be your forever home, but you want to enjoy it for now, a backyard entertainment space is always going to be a good investment. You know, Mike here dabbles in real estate.
I do.
So. Would you say it's important? Like, obviously, it's not 100% necessary, but important or easier to sell if they do have a nice backyard setup?
Yeah. The biggest return on investment as far as putting money into your home, kitchens, obviously, bathrooms as well, and outdoor living spaces more and more these days. Kitchen is always the crown jewel of a home. But if you get yourself a nice, like you said, a gas fireplace table.
Yeah.
Barbecue, gazebo, some lighting. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? A deck.
People can see themselves out there. They're
That's
like,
it.
I can see myself using this versus just kind of like a grass patch. You're like, okay, whatever. You might not even think twice about the yard, but you'll keep coming back to that probably when you get home and you're talking to your spouse or partner, maybe who's in this with you and like, oh, wouldn't it be so nice? We could have your birthday out there next year, or like, oh, we could have birthday parties or all sorts of stuff out there. Wouldn't it be great? And they can like see themselves there.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to buy this house, Mike?
I do. I'm ready to buy this house. I'd like to submit an offer.
Yeah. Especially like you said, I mean, kitchens are obviously like the number one, but you know, not everyone cooks a lot.
And every house that you're looking at is going to have a kitchen, but not every house you look at will have a backyard entertainment space. So
that's a good point.
Mike, I have to imagine that like a couple houses, apples to apples, the one that maybe has the nice backyard space is probably going to kind of rise to the top.
It will sell faster than the one that doesn't.
Yeah.
And that is absolutely the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, apples to oranges. If you have two houses that are very comparable mm-hmm. and one has a functional, nice outdoor living space,
yeah,
it will sell before yeah. the one that doesn't.
Yeah. And I feel like with remodeling, sometimes it's hard because if you design a kitchen and say you love pink and like not everyone's going to love pink, but you want to do pink tile and it's like your kitchen, so you want to make it your own, and that's fine, but maybe not the best for resale value potentially, or maybe they're just not the best like ROI because somebody's going to come in and think, oh, I'm going to have to change that backsplash. Mm-hmm. But with an outdoor space, you can make it customizable to your own, but also at the same time, I feel like it would be hard to make it so customizable that other people would be like turned off by it.
Yeah. It's again, the canvas, like you want your canvas, make it your own. If you want pink, let's say, hypothetically speaking, you can have your pink umbrellas and your pink bistro
furniture,
set, your pink
and,
furniture
yeah.
all that. But you want that canvas and then you can make it your own. So you want the surfaces, you want the deck, you want the patio, you want the railing, and then you could bring all your pink throw pillows and whatever else you want out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't call the backyard space necessarily like curb appeal, but, and I know we're going to have an upcoming episode all about that, but like,
I can hardly wait.
But yeah, I mean, it is a big deal because you never know how much time you're actually going to end up spending outside if you have a nice area.
There's a bumper sticker I've seen quite a bit about Seattle and the area, which I feel like it's relative to this episode. And it says, "You knew it rained this much when you moved here." And I love it.
Yeah.
So, and knowing how much it rains,
you're right, and people keep
once you live here.
Yeah,
you can make your space outdoors and stay out of the rain
mm-hmm.
and still enjoy it. I mean, the summers here are the most beautiful summers you've ever seen. So come buy a house.
Call me.
And then we'll remodel your backyard.
As we wrap up the episode, since we're kind of talking about all the outdoor spaces, I would love to know everyone's favorite outdoor activity.
Oh, mine's so not exciting. I just like to lay in the sun and read or just like watch my dogs run around in the yard. I don't want to like go move around and do things. I just want to be like a lizard and just lay in the sunshine.
I think that's
as much
too.
As possible.
I love outdoor shows at the
Oh,
Gorge.
Like concerts
yeah.
and stuff. Oh,
so fun. Concerts, festivals, that kind of thing. And literally just being outside. Like it's just, again, the summers here are the best. Or grilling, which is, I have a new barbecue coming this weekend. So
ooh, exciting.
I'm looking forward to getting out there and
it's about
doing
time.
Some grilling. Yes, it is about time.
Yeah.
Kennedy, what about you?
I feel like, just like you said, just hanging outside, watching the dogs.
I feel like I need to store up as much sunshine like in my body.
For the whole rest
of the
year.
Try to use it over the rest of the year.
Like a solar panel?
Yeah. That's what I tell myself. I'm like, I'm just storing up energy right now.
So you need a canvas, you need a deck, you need a patio. And if you have one accessory that goes a long ways, it's the party lights.
Oh yeah.
The big string yep. lights.
Festoon That's, lights.
Pardon me?
Festoon lights are called festoon lights.
Festoon lights.
Uh-huh.
Everybody knows that.
You get that nice glow. It's that nice candlelight glow. Mm-hmm.
Or healthy. Edison bulbs, some people call it.
You heard it here first.
After Jason Edison.
Tommy Edison.
Wrapping up today's episode, if you have a project you'd like to discover, you can reach out to us on our website at crddesignbuild.com/contact.
You can also find us on most social platforms like Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, House, and Twitter, all at CRD Design Build.